Isn't V lovely? Yes, I know who I am. And I know who you are. Who you really are, I mean. Not that stupid moniker that's always splashed all over the papers. Which is just ridiculous, by the way. I don't know how anybody takes you seriously. But your real identity. Someone knows your secret. No, don't look so shocked. You really thought I'd never figure it out. It wasn't even that hard. In fact, it was the easiest part of this whole thing. The scheme, I mean. The plan. Evil shindig. Whatever you want to call it. Now, getting your name? Simple deduction. Finding your weakness? That took a little more effort. Not too much, really. I outsource. The joys of being the 1%. You never have to get your hands dirty. If you don't want to. But me? I like getting dirty. It's half the fun, honestly. Especially when your nemesis is so damn clean. And you are, aren't you? So proper, upstanding, wholesome. I'll bet you've never even had a speeding ticket. And you do drive, even though you can fly. Not very environmentally friendly of you. I'll bet you drive a hybrid, though. Where was I? Ah, yes. Your Achilles heel. Quite ironic, too, that the planet responsible for your birth would also hold the key to your demise. Quicksolianite. Difficult to obtain, especially in large quantities. Expensive, too. Seeing you like this, though? Bound and helpless? Oh, it was worth every fucking penny. The ropes. The ones that have you strapped to that chair. They had them specially made. The threads are interwoven with quicks. No stronger or heavier than your typical fiber, really. Unless you're holding down the city's savior, in which case they might as well weigh a ton. And why? Why am I telling you this, Because I like to brag? I do. I really do, but no. I'm telling you this because I need you to understand your position. That rope you struggle against is stronger than you. And I, the big bad villain of the picture, am smarter than you. So this wiggling thing you're doing is pointless. And it's distracting you from the view. Come on. I didn't pay this much to be the only one to look at it. Yeah. The city's beautiful, right? From up here, at least. It looks like paradise. All those glittering lights. Like a dream. But we know the truth, don't we? This city of ours, it's a putrid trash heap. And the citizens you work so hard to save day in and day out? Cockroaches. You're wasting your time, hero. The people down there will never change. They love and hate and fuck. Wake up, just to go to their pointless jobs and provide for their pointless families and never lift their heads long enough to truly see anything outside of their immediate field of view. They'll do all this and still think at the end of the day that their pathetic existence means something. And you fight for what? To shield them from the consequences of their actions. You call me a villain, but people like me aren't created in a void. We're a product of our society. So tell me, if a child misbehaves, do we reward their behavior? No. We punish it. We squash it. Like a bug. And the analogy comes full circle. I enjoy it here, though. The only way I ever truly have. From a distance. You want a bourbon? I'm having a bourbon. Your loss. But you're getting comfortable with losing now, aren't you? My point, yes. I know I can ramble a bit, but honestly, I've been waiting all year for this. Having you here, my captive audience, feels like fucking therapy. My point is that change will never happen without a catalyst. Just call me the chemist. I'm changing you too, you know. Not physically, you idiot. But this, what I'm doing here, tonight, you'll never be the same. Kill you. Am I going to kill you? I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it. Gotten off to it a couple times. Hey, don't judge me. We all have our kinks. But, no. I'm not going to kill you. I could, if I wanted to. It would be so easy. Just one bullet between the eyes, and the savior of the people is no more. The death of hope as we know it, and the city weeps. You're more used to me alive. And weakened like this? It's worth it for the entertainment value alone. I haven't waited and planned and plotted this fucking long just to shoot you. What a waste. Not only of my time, but of this beautiful body. And I have plans for that too. Later, though. It's getting on in the hours and I've got to get this party started. Can't keep my guest waiting. That would be rude. I'm not going to tell you to watch what happens next. Because I know you. You won't be able to take your eyes off it. Seeing your city burn? That's quite the sight. You think you can change my mind? No, 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 sweetheart. That's not how this works. And see this. It's wired to several large explosive devices I've placed strategically throughout the city. Well, not me, but those under my direction. I'm telling you, people will do anything to keep a job with benefits. And when I press this button here, fireworks. To ring in the new Independence Day. Freedom from the mediocrity those cockroaches call life. Not all of them, of course. But enough to put the fear of God in those lucky enough to survive. And when they see what has become of their trusted hero, that's when I become that god. So you see, it's all planned out to the last detail. And we have the best seats in the house. Aren't you gonna thank me? This is the most excitement you've had in months. Oh, no bother. You'll thank me eventually.
They all will.
No. The time for talking is over.
But the New World Order?
That starts now.